Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And today I bring you something new. Today I bring you an individual. He started something, and he's very veteran-oriented. And along the way, in order to make the movies look a little bit better, just to give you an idea of some of the stuff he does, he's trained Tom Cruise and Connor Cruz and Chris Hemsworth and Aaron Eckhart and Ray Stevenson to look like they know what they're doing when they're handling a weapon. And that's barely the tip of the iceberg. Joining me for the first time from the Warfighter Group is Jonathan Barton. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell me now. You are a Marine. Yes,
that's correct.
Yeah. You made your bones there. You didn't join until 2001.
Yeah. I was one of the lucky generation that got to join right after September 11th through the motivation of others. And, and I went right into the meat grinder, right out of boot camp, right to the war. So, a fun-filled, 12 years of my life.
In terms of the military in that 12 years, how many times did you see, ground combat technique change?
Oh, I mean, almost yearly. But through our lessons learned campaigns between the Marine Corps and the Army, I mean, we were every combat tour. One unit would come back, and we were teaching the other before, that was on the bubble for a push. So, I mean, the ground combat doctrine that we had, for example, going into Iraq in 2003 was, I mean, it was a holdover from the first Gulf War. So, our techniques, our room clearing techniques, our mount techniques, were basically over a decade plus old. And so the urban center in Iraq in particular versus Afghanistan, was very demanding. Kill zones were different. Kill boxes were different. Ambushes were different. And of course the gear we took into combat and the weaponry we took in was different. And that yearly would change. We'd get new weapons in. We'd get new equipment. I mean, the pace after 2003 for the next 7-8 years, the pace of equipment that came into the Marine Corps was phenomenal. So for a weapons guy like me, I mean, that was like Christmas. So. Yeah, we would have to create new tactics and procedures and SOPs for every new piece of gear that came to the infantry.
You also graduated from something called AMOUT, which, I got versed in mount warfare in Europe, which is mobile operations in urban terrain. What is AMOUT? How advanced did it get?
Yeah. Oh, well, we dove into it. A lot of the lessons learned programs were telling us things didn't go the way we would anticipate, right? Okay, so my MOS 0351, when I first went into the Marine Corps, that was called Assaultman. That has been now renamed into Urban Mobility Breacher. And part of that's because one of our focuses as an 0351 is working with demolitions and learning how to make breaching charges. And the reason why that MOS changed was directly related to advanced military operations on urban terrain, because when we got over there, we were punching holes in the cement buildings. We were punching through steel doors. We were trying to do anything we could to evacuate the enemy from entrenched positions within buildings, while also trying to save the lives of innocent civilians, because the urban terrain in Iraq in particular stretched on for hundreds of miles. I mean, these are massive urban sprawls that we had to clear. And our techniques had to reflect a more advanced nature of how that was happening. Of course, early on, that was on-the-job training. We're coming in with, our prepped explosives in order to kick a door in, and all of a sudden the explosives aren't moving the door. And we're like, okay, well, this is for the manual. So our debt linear charge, you know, isn't causing the crease in this steel door that we thought. So it's obviously a thicker steel door. So how do we make egress into this building? You know, and we were having to invent new techniques. Turn that around, you know, flash forward about a year later, and that became advanced military operations interval terrain, where we would take those exact lessons we picked up and, hey guys, this is what the manual says, but here are the techniques that actually work in the urban center.
Now, along the way, and this is a very short, abbreviated version that I'm, because if we go by his resume, we'll never get past that this particular hour.
You're too kind.
Along the way, now, when I was stationed in Europe in 1985, that was when Rambo 2 came out.
Oh, yeah.
And he got out there and he fired a law in a Huey and left the tail boom in place. And one of the things that you sought to do when you started consulting with some of these actors that you were working with and some of these productions was to bring a degree of reality to the action. Because we would sit there and we would just rip it up. I mean, you know, we were all mech infantry people. We'd just tear that a new one. And just because it was just so inaccurate. And how important is that in today's entertainment when for the portrayal of some of these stories they're trying to tell?
You know, I think it's incredibly important. And I think there's a big broad answer to that amazing question you just asked. And a lot of it has to do with how much smarter audiences are now. The fact we have been in engaged warfare for 20 years, and there's a media hungry generation or two generations that are craving and consuming media in ways that were never done in the past. So everyone's got a phone, everyone's got a tablet, everyone's got video on demand, and we are hungry for content. And when you compare military movies that were done, let's even say in the early 2000s, like Black Hawk Down, we're talking about projects that we can pick apart in a modern setting, looking back with, you know, history being hindsight and saying, okay, this media was great at the time. How do we improve that with A, modern storytelling techniques, so better special effects, better stunt training, better everything. All the current military equipment that's been issued since that time period, plus the vehicles, plus, you know, the different types of tactics. Now, how do you wrap that into a movie but Black Hawk Down is still one of my favorite films, don't get me wrong. And we all saw that before we deployed into Iraq in 03. And we used that as the benchmark of like, man, that's a motivating movie and, you know, it's going to be great. Well, Hollywood also took a lot of liberties with that film. My job, when I finally was phasing out of the Marine Corps and getting into the film business, which I did by accident, was to kind of say, look, these movies stand by themselves in a time period where people weren't consuming as much media and there weren't as many war fighters in the civilian population as there are now. So now we have to cater to a bigger audience, and that the media has to be accurate as much as we can get it, because there are limitations and, you know, it has to be cool. It has to be cutting edge, and it has to give us a feeling that it speaks to the modern warfighter.
Well, I mean, I've seen some of your work. Ray Stevenson.
Yeah.
Was probably Punisher. The more believable Punisher until John Bernthal came along. Thomas Jane's Punisher was just, I mean, it was cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
It was cartoonish and all this other stuff. So I can see the event.
Sure.
You've also done a lot of work with television shows, which we're going to get into as we go along.
Sure. But,
I mean, the Warfighter group.
Yeah.
They're Nightfire Media and Warfighter Brewing. We might get into the brewing while it's there. The website is warfightergroup.com, and it will split you into the two and give you a choice to take a look at what he does and some of the stuff he's got ongoing. And he's got a few things ongoing that, you know, if you're a veteran, and if you think you're a pretty veteran, you might want to give him a call. See,
we do a lot of commercials.
I've already hit him up because all radio people think that we could do a movie. So I'm already hitting him up now, and I'm like already trying to sculpt something for a story that hasn't even been written yet. So, yeah.
I like it. I'm all ears. I'm here for you.
Hang on for me if you will. We'll be right back. Talking to John Barton from Warfighter Group. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And I bring you somebody new from Warfighter Group. I bring you Jonathan Barton. He is, he's, and you're going to see, he's diversified. Now, he's a former sandbox fighter and instructor who segued into working with actors and trying to bring them to an accurate look, especially Chris Hemsworth. You did a really good job with him.
Oh, you like what I did with Chris? Yeah. He was a good student.
Yeah. Well, plus he's a very, I mean, I was a power lifter when I was in the Army. I was never in that kind of shape that Chris Hemsworth was in for that particular project. But you also do one thing that is very daunting. But you try to work with veterans that may be, what is the figure right now? 21, 22 veterans kill themselves every day?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Now, what I know about suicide, trying to stop that is very daunting just with a civilian. With a military member who has been over there and seen the evil that man can do to his fellow man, I would imagine the torment, whatever it is, in whatever shape or form it takes, is extreme. How do you try to overcome that for them?
Oh, wow. There's a lot here. I think it's important to remember war is war, right? War, we don't call it peace. I mean, it is ugly. It's devastating. And it has casualties, not just in, those bad guys that are, neutralized on the battlefield. What I started noticing in myself, but also in the staff that I would employ. Now, both of my companies, we employ 100% veterans in all of my business work. We don't hire civilians, nothing against civilians, but I was seeing a need for more veterans to have work. I mean, people were coming out of the military and going right into unemployment, and I just thought that was unacceptable. What I started seeing was that leading into depression and all the sins of warfare kind of coming to the surface, and I was starting to lose guys from my unit. And I realized that without intervention, not somebody like me that's already leading the charge in the civilian world needs to turn around, look behind him, grab somebody, and bring them up with him. And so I just started turning around and started grabbing guys. And we found that wasn't enough, that we still suffered losses in the civilian world. Every suicide, every veteran suicide in the civilian world is tragedy, absolute tragedy. How preventable they are, I'm no expert. I tried everything I could. I still try every day. I wanted to give hope at the end of the day. My goal was to try to show other veterans that the light does exist at the end of the tunnel. Put in the hard work, and I promise you, you're going to get through it. And we won some, we lost some. I try to help everyone I could, and it really hurts when you can't help one of them or two of them, and the statistic rears its ugly head.
Right.
And it's an ongoing struggle. Yeah, we still continue to hire veterans. I will never do that. I mean, we will always put the veteran, the warfighter first. And every project we produce, every project we consult, and every beer we make, it will always be veteran made. Will we ever win this war on the hurt and pain the veterans are suffering in the civilian world and, thoughts of self-harm and taking their own life? I don't know if we can win it, but I certainly won't stop fighting.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I got out of the military, and this was in 1990, right? We didn't have to put it, I had not put up with nearly the stress these younger fellows are putting up with now. And I went straight from the military. On July the 2nd, I was in the 101st Airborne Division. On July the 3rd, I was a beer salesman.
Yeah.
And I went straight into that. And the first thing that happens is these candy boys, two of the supervisors want me to do something that I'm not trained to do. And I'm like, you guys haven't shown me how to do that. Why do you want me to do it? And then I ended up knocking over 200 cases of beer.
Oh, and that's a waste.
Then they started telling me, you're going to have to pick that up. And then I ended up having to threaten both of them, just saying, I was looking for a job when I got here, boys. If I have to beat you boys down and leave you in that little truck, but you're going to help me pick that up. And I mean, if I had been in working for a place then that was run by veterans for veterans, I would imagine that would have relieved a lot of that stress I was feeling from dealing with, they would call me up and say, you needed to leave one more case of beer in this place, where I had just taken out 50 cases of beer that went out of date.
Yeah.
And I was trying to cut that back, and they say, they called and complained, they want one more case of beer. And I'd be like, you guys think this is an issue, don't you? You guys think this is a problem. This is not a problem. This is a, you know, it's an annoyance, but you guys are acting like it's something big. And, you know, they told me, I really thought you'd be different coming out of the military. I said, I really thought the civilian world would be different coming back into.
Right. Yeah, right. But we both change. Both sides of the coins change, right? So I've been blessed, and I've had a good career. And I've also been able to give back, and I've also gone to Marine Corps balls. I've been the guest of honor. I've given speeches to other Marines that are leaving the service. And I try to inspire, and I try to tell them that, you know, you're going to have a hard time in the civilian world. Accept that. You're going to have a hard time talking with civilians. Accept that for what it is. And remember our Marine Corps ethos, improvise, adapt, and overcome. You're going to find yourself in situations that are going to suck. And you're just going to have to figure out a way to push through. Now, also being blessed, I go into work every day, and I'm surrounded by a cadre of people that all speak the same language as me.
Right.
You know, we all talk the same talk. You know, we have a problem. We can, you know, yell at each other. No one gets offended by it. As veterans in the workplace, we are efficient. We are always on time. And people look at us like it's a bunch of superheroes that are always where they're supposed to be every single minute of the day doing amazing work. And behind the scenes, it's just like being in another unit. We have friction. We yell at each other. We hug each other. We drink with each other. And it's wonderful. That never existed in when I got into the civilian world either. I couldn't find it anywhere.
Well, I mean, the military exists in details.
Beyond a doubt.
So you know. Oh. And we just lost my guy. So we'll get him back. Let's see if we can get him back while I'm in the middle of doing this. Let's go with that. And as we head into the, you know.
Bill?
Yeah, there we are. As we get ready to go into the next segment, you can check him out. His media website is night-fire.com. And that
Bill?
Is, yes, sir. Can you hear me? I can't hear me at all. We'll be there. We go. Try that again.
Bill,
can you hear me now? Hello. All right. We'll figure out that call in just a second. And the drama of radio. It is a splendiferous thing. Wait a minute. Why is it on that? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Southwest Airlines reporting 62% of their flights are canceled today. Thousands of travelers are even struggling to find their luggage after mass cancellations. Like this passenger searching for his bags at Baltimore Washington International Airport.
One of my bags is in Denver, and one of them is apparently in this sea of luggage.
Southwest announced plans to fly only one-third of its schedule in the upcoming days nationwide as it struggles with a company meltdown. Southwest has canceled nearly 16,000 flights since last Thursday when a massive winter storm hit the U.S. FlightAware reports that more than 2,800 flights across the country have been canceled today, with more than 3,200 facing delays. The Biden administration is renewing its commitment to free former Marine Paul Whelan from a Russian prison, today marking 4 years since Whelan's detention in Russia. He's serving a 16-year sentence on espionage charges that the U.S. says are baseless. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and despite the fact that our phones were doing crazy stuff, my phone went to radio teletype, and his phone went to some sort of text thing. But despite that, we are back and joined again by Jonathan Barton from Warfighter Group, and let's talk a little bit. I'm just curious about this. Okay,
yeah.
Tell me about. Let's go back to this. Tell me about. Warfighter Brewing.
Sure. Beer is my passion, right?
Sure.
I love the film industry.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I've been blessed with working with amazing, great, amazing people. However, I was a beer drinker, man. You know, and I watched a show, a documentary on making beer. I got hooked, wanted to make it, taught myself how to brew beer, wrote a business plan in 2011, and no one wanted to invest in me. Right. No one wanted. So I did it myself, took all the money I had and opened a brewery up in the Bay Area. And it became this huge success. Our beer won, you know, all the big beer awards up in the Bay Area, and we kept selling out of it, and people wanted it everywhere. And it was amazing. And I realized, oh, this is great. I can finally retire from the film industry. I'll just make beer for the rest of my life. And Warfighter Brewing, I mean, we're dedicated to the creation of jobs for veterans. We donated every charity you could ever think of for veteran organizations because we had the resources. I mean, you know, beer makes a lot of profit.
Yeah.
And, you know, then COVID-19 hit and we lost our ability to stay open to the public. So it was really unfortunate. We had to lay off our staff. And, you know, it's a sore spot because I understand why we need to, you know, have issues with the pandemic and shutting businesses down, but it really took a hit. It took a big hit.
Well, I didn't. I was at SHOT Show. I was at SHOT Show in 2020, and I was sitting there on Radio Row, and we had heard about the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And we'd heard we weren't supposed to be touching our face, so everybody on Radio Row was touching our face. Now, as you know, at SHOT Show, there's a big Chinese contingent that shows up. So
been hearing about this. Yeah, I've been a shot in a bit, but yeah, I heard about that.
So I caught COVID-19 before it was called coronavirus or COVID-19. And yeah. I went for the next month pretty much on my back because it hit me pretty hard. And it, at that time, they thought of it as a unidentified strain of the flu. But it didn't hit me any harder than the flu did. And if you're looking for somebody that had the comorbidities, that was me, and I'm still here. And I mean, all the stuff that they did, I mean, that was, I look at that as this great sort of behavioral experiment that we failed. And that's horrible that you're, because I was stationed in Europe. Seeing it in did you ever get stationed in Germany?
I didn't, but all my Marines that did were beer drinkers.
Well, see, in Germany, you could live in a village, and in the village, each village had two or three breweries.
I love it.
And you go get on their route, and they would drop you a rack of beer just like the milkman would drop you his milk.
Oh, it's too good.
And then you drink one of those, and you would be legally drunk. And then after you did that for 3 years, I mean, you know, on that kind of, you come back here, you drink a case of Coors Light, you're like, I don't get it. I mean, what's the deal? Can I go back? Ship me back. They sent me to Fort Polk. I was ready to come back as soon as I got to Fort Polk, Louisiana. But yeah,
needs of the Army.
Yeah, the beer thing is, I found that interesting in that. Yeah, I mean, it's,
Look, it's the same reason you're on radio. You do it, you love it, right? It's also a career, but you love it. And I loved for a long time working in movies and TV shows. I did, but I was getting burned out. And it's a lot of stress. It's huge hours. It's 100-plus-hour work weeks. It's no holidays off, no birthday. Like, it's almost, you know, the industry is very competitive. So you tend to be an indentured servant for the most part because it's just the way it is. I wanted something a little more 9-to-5. I wanted time off, but I also wanted to make money. I'm a business major, and the idea was, look, let's make another business and make some money. And so beer is just a wonderful product, but it's also, you know, it's good business. And, you know, so I miss it. I miss it terribly.
Well, I was just curious about that because, you know, the whole, I mean, the beer thing was like a, when we weren't in the field, I mean, I was in Europe for 3 years and I spent 2 years and a month in the field. So those other 11 months when I was in, I was drinking beer. Like, surprised I'm not blind or dead or something, but, you know.
Well, you know, the reason the brewery was even a question on my radar was because I was having so many amazing nights out with my Marine buddies who were transitioning in the civilian world, and we'd all get together over beer, and we'd have these great nights, these great conversations. We would talk about everything from love to politics to war, and I wanted to just recreate that. I wanted to put that around in social settings so every vet could experience this if they were feeling lonely or, you know, were detached from their unit or back in the civilian world, didn't know where to go. I gave them a place to go. And it worked. It was a really good success story, minus 2020 and COVID-19.
So before we go into the next break, I just got to ask you this. Of your pupils that you've taught in entertainment, who was the most gifted as far as picking up?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise. Yeah. The man's a machine. Man's a machine. Yeah, man's a machine. He can pick stuff up just watching one, immediately emulate it. And he's almost a crack shot. I mean, he can shoot the black out of paper. I mean, I put him on every gun I could think of, you know, even the Barrett 50, and he could, you know, pop eyes out of my target at 500 meters iron sight. And it was not difficult, the 50 cal. But for a civilian with no military training, it was exceptional. And I give him a lot of credit. I mean, he was a machine.
Did you have anything to do with him in Collateral?
I did not. I started working with him right after Collateral, and we talked about Collateral a lot. And you know, he did all that himself, all the fast job, you know, engagement work. You know, that was all him training with another gentleman out of London. So,
carrying the big H&K USP.
I know, right? The big hoss, right? Yeah. All steel.
I would have liked to have met him when he was doing that, just to say, what kind of belt are you wearing, son? I mean, you're nothing but a little thin drink of water. How are you keeping those pants up with that big old piece of steel in your pants there?
You know, that's a good question. I'll tell you right now, you know, everything Tom does, he plays to win. I mean, he doesn't do anything half or mediocre. I mean, he is all in with him. So, yeah, for sure. Take the biggest gun you can find, strap it to your hip, and go make a movie. And that was him.
Any honorable mentions in your stable?
Believe it or not, Kristen Stewart.
Camp X-Ray.
Kristen Stewart. Yeah, Camp X-Ray.
Yeah.
Huge fan of the Army. Huge fan of military training. Took to it like a duck to water. Nothing but respect for, you know, uniform personnel. I mean, she just fell in love with the military working on that project.
How good were all the kids in Red Dawn? Did they take to it? Did they adapt to it?
Yeah. You know, they had to. One, it was their job.
Yeah.
but Red Dawn was a great case of, you know, younger actors working. The way I had done it is I had trained Chris months ahead of the rest of the cast, and so I basically bowed out and let Chris take over training of the rest of the cast under my supervision, because that was his role in the movie.
Right.
He needed to be the more father figure, you know, combat vet, came home on leave, gets caught up in the, you know, escapades. And that whole cast, man, they were talented. They were really, really great, really enthusiastic. You know, I have nothing bad to say about any of them. Connor Cruz, Tom's son, I mean, I couldn't get the training guns out of his hand. He wanted to train all day, every day, constantly, just like his dad.
Very good, very good. The website for this, if you want to see some of this, I mean, and you've heard some of this stuff. Like, if you're a TV fan, he has his is Criminal Minds, JAG,
yep.
The Unit.
Yep.
What is this? Bones.
NCIS.
Yeah, The Nine. I mean, you guys are Jericho. I love Jericho.
Yeah, you liked it? Yeah, that was a good
loved
show.
Loved Jericho. That one, I like that just because that was probably how it would probably be here in the United
right.
States after an EMP event. But you've seen his stuff. This is what he strives to do. Go check that out at night-fire.com. We'll be right back talking to Jonathan Barton from Warfighter Group. This is Lock and Load.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we are talking. I brought you a new person here the week before Christmas, Jonathan Barton of the Warfighter Group. I had long seen the Warfighter Group. When I first saw that, what I was thinking, do you still train operators? Do you have a few coming through there?
Yeah, every once in a while, but I used to refer them. I've got some friends up in the Bay Area that have just an amazing, you know, operator training center. Do all the law enforcement guys up, the LE guys up north, and we send everyone up there that wants to really, you know, start driving tacks. We put them up there.
Which brings me to so you just led me right into this. I know what you are. I say I know what you are. I have a feel for what you are, okay? I know what makes people volunteer to join the military. I volunteered to join the military when I did because of the Beirut bombing in Lebanon of that Marine Corps barracks.
Yeah.
That just incensed me. I was like, okay, let's go get some. I didn't even know who did it. I was just hoping we were going to war with them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And so I know what it takes in your head. So you live in California. I mean, California, you've got Brill Cream as the governor. That dude hearts him some gun control left, right, and center. Are you by chance one of the lucky people that got a permit in California? Do you carry a gun?
I am. Yeah. I do.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, for a long time, a number of years.
Yeah. What was your carry gun? Just out of curiosity.
you're probably going to laugh. I carry my full frame USP 45.
So you are collateral as well.
I when you mentioned that, I was like, oh, he's gonna laugh.
So I could call you Vincent, and everything would be good to go. But you got the haircut.
It's my favorite gun.
Well, listen, I've never fired it. I was going to buy one.
Yeah.
And then I was like, how many magazines does it come with? They said one. I was like,
out the box, she comes with two. You know, I bought mine in California.
So I'll end up getting one anyway because I think a double stack.
You'll love it.
A double stack 45 is just, I mean, anybody carries that. You don't have to worry about, you don't have to worry about his self-confidence at all. He's feeling good about himself.
Good piece.
Anyway, how hard is it for you to operate in California? I'm sure in the entertainment industry you've got a lot of respect because you're probably easy to work with. You teach people, the actors respond to you and everything, and the production comes out, and everything that you seem to have worked with it has a genuine feel to it. I get that part of it. But just exist, like, you're out of LA?
Correct.
Yeah. The pestilence capital of the United States. How
pain in the butt.
Yeah, is it rough on you? I mean, do you sit there sometimes and go, you know, I could live in Idaho. I wouldn't have too many neighbors, but I understand why you do what you do. But I understand why you're there. But I mean, like, I've had sponsors in the past, like Frog Lube that started in California, Agency Arms that started in California. Got Taryn Butler who's there now. I understand I understand why you guys that do that there stay there. But doesn't it sort of rub you wrong a little bit somewhere?
So, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, right? California is a beautiful part of the world. The state is amazing, absolutely beautiful. I am cursed because my family was here and I've grown up here, but I was born in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I came up with Midwestern values. And when I got out of the Marine Corps and I had you know, I'm a weapons expert. I came out with this huge body of knowledge about weapons, and I don't see guns of any variety as the bad guy, right? They're my tools of the trade. This is my passion. And yet, you know, in California, guns are the enemy. And so it makes my job so much harder. And it's frustrating at times, and I get very, very angry. And I also then remember, well, I'm also working in a fantasy industry. We're trying to create stuff. And that's why, you know, I donated about $1.5 million worth of stuff to the Ukrainians. It was all real tactical equipment, but no guns and nothing that was ITAR, because I owned it, because I needed it, because I couldn't get it anywhere.
Right.
So having the realistic training equipment for my actors and our projects is wonderful. Having limitations on what weapons that I can put in their hands is my Achilles heel, and gives me nothing but nightmares and grief constantly. But I muddle through, you know, and then I just look at everyone else on Facebook shooting these amazing weapons all over the country, and I'm thinking, I can just move. I got to have everything I ever wanted. It'd be great. You know, and then one day that will happen. Don't get me wrong. Many of my vet buddies have left the state and have these beautiful armories, and I can only wish.
Well, I mean,
yeah, it's very difficult.
I mean, aren't a lot of productions moving out of California now?
Just sure.
The financial end of it, just because of the financial.
Georgia. You know, we do a lot of work with, we're under a lot of non-disclosure agreements, but we do a lot of work with comic book companies.
Yeah.
And that's a big business in Atlanta, Georgia.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, beyond a doubt. The industry is no longer just L.A. landlocked. I mean, it has moved and migrated across the state.
Well, that I've always found that fascinating. And by the same token, the H&K USP 45 is on the California approved list of guns that you can carry.
Well, I don't know if it is anymore, but it was, and I'm grandfathered in. So, you know, I don't know. That list changes so often.
And just to give some context for anybody that's listening that doesn't understand what I'm talking about, California has, they have a Department of Justice, and they also have a gun confiscation squad within the Department of Justice. But they have an approved list of handguns that can be bought and sold in California. So every time Glock comes out with a new gun, if somebody's a Glock aficionado, they can only look at it longingly if they live in California.
Yes.
So, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's frustrating, you know, for a lot of us that don't look and see evil in firepower. We see the grace in weaponry. I see the value in it. And yeah, if you're watching lists change because manufacturers don't or do include a mechanical safety and, you know, California approved stuff. Yeah, it's frustrating. Beyond a doubt.
You probably have more realistic ARs, or do you have real guns, and do you have to work? You have to work with a prop master and.
Yeah, so I have a huge armory, millions of dollars in weapons, and none of them. Well, okay, not. The California legal ones can be shot, but the, you know, 99% of my armory is either inert or made inert weapons. Now, we can use those with an approved class 3 armor or on a set, and we can convert the barrels out to blank firing barrels, but none of them can shoot live ammo any longer. That's been completely, you know, demilitarized on that front. But we do have the California legal ones that we take to the range are all fine. But yeah, it's all kitted out. And I spent a lot of money. to make things look real. So right. We got some good stuff.
Just out of curiosity, this is going way, veering way off course in the last
couple of
minutes.
When, I like it.
In the Rust shooting.
Oh yeah.
Did they do how many corners did they cut on that one?
Oh man, this is part of a bigger conversation, and they cut a lot. And part of that is not having someone like me, because I am the last line of defense between the actor and the firepower.
Right.
And when you have a 24-year-old armor who inherited a company from her father who isn't a trained gun expert and wasn't around, recipe for pain.
Okay.
I mean, and it was unfortunate, and it was a tragedy.
Well, they were out there in the middle of nowhere, and my understanding was they were using the guns when they weren't shooting.
Yeah.
They were using the guns for target practice, so they were, you know, let's take that. Take the blanks out. I'm going to go over here and shoot some cans with it.
You know, look, and you and I get it, right? We're gun guys. Like, we know the difference between a safe firearm and an unsafe firearm. And in filmmaking, there's no business to have anywhere near a fake firearm real conversion kits or bullets, right? And so revolvers can be, there's no conversion kit. The barrel doesn't need to be plugged. It can fire open face blank, which can also fire real cartridge. So I understand the want. I'm on a movie set. I'm going to go plunk some cans in the backyard when no one's looking. But you see how that can set us up for a disaster to happen,
which
it did.
Yeah.
You know, and just think back to Brandon Lee.
Yeah.
You know, he was killed with a revolver too.
Yeah. So we're about to run out of town. We're about to run out of time. And for those of you that are interested, I will be starring in a major motion picture put on by the Warfighter Group. It'll be titled Fear the Fat Man.
I love it already.
Coming soon to a theater near you. Thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure. Glad you brought me on.
Merry Christmas to you. And if your wife really does like me, Merry Christmas to her, too.
You made her day.
Outstanding. Warfighter Group. Find them at warfightergroup.com. Go check them out. Go check out their work. We got hour number two inbound coming up next. It's going to be Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.